Ultimate Trivia Podcast.
Welcome to the Ultimate Trivia Podcast, the show where knowledge is power and laughter is the best medicine, always. How we doing tonight, fellas? We got Nick, Kelly, Brian, Scotty. You know him as the crew. What's going on, fellas?
Yo.
How you doing?
Oh, good. How you doing?
I'm good.
Okay. Big B?
Are we live?
I think so.
Doing good, man.
Do you know where you are? Do you know we're in the studio?
Yeah, we're good.
What is this?
What do I do with my hands?
I'm your host, Andy. We've got a Kelly episode that's coming your way. We don't even know if it's pop culture or history or science. He is being very secretive about this topic.
It's trivia.
It's trivia. That's the answer I keep getting when I'm asking. But we're going to get to him in just a minute. We want to invite you guys to visit the merchandise store. You can find that link on our website and all of our social media sites. We've got some great apparel out there we want you to go track down. And if you would like something for free, we invite you to send us a question to answer on the air. Let's get right to that one. It's our listener question of the week. It comes in from Chase on TikTok. I know a couple of these answers already. What is the dumbest injury you've ever got? And why wasn't it your fault?
Is this supposed to be a whole different episode?
This is by myself.
It's just the Kelly segment. Get to know your Kelly and his injury.
So, yeah, I would like to give Kelly four chances to go, actually, because we would only scratch the surface then at that point. Start us off, K-Ray. You're going to start us and finish us. So think of two.
Oh, Lord. Oh, I guess I would have to say the dumbest injury that I've ever incurred would be when I broke my wrist, my scaphoid bone. Apparently, it's one of the worst bones to break in your body. It doesn't get a lot of blood vessels in it, so it doesn't heal.
It heals slow.
It heals extremely slow. And it took like probably 6 months to get diagnosed accurately because it's so small and it's hard to see. But I was at a camping trip. It was late in the evening. We're playing a game of bags. I usually get pretty excited when I'm playing sports. What? Competitive.
You're competitive?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
So I can't remember the exact scenario. But I can't remember if I was excited about the bags that I just threw or if I was disappointed in the bags that I just
threw. Sounds like you'd had a fun night.
So it was raining all evening, throwing bags. I just either had a really good throw or a really bad throw. I can't remember. But I proceeded to step over a picnic table, stepped on the seat, stepped on the top, and across the pavilion was, you know, the top of the pavilion. So I go to slap, you know, when you're a little kid, you jump up and slap the top of the door.
Sure. Whatever, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I go to
you
slap that.
Yeah, you were like 30-something?
This is my 30s. Okay. So I go to slap that, and I completely miss it. The only thing that breaks my fall from my face hitting the concrete was my two of my hands.
That weird bone of yours.
That weird bone that nobody's ever heard of. One of the 206.
Underestimated.
Jumping ability
there.
I felt like it was fine. I'm like, oh, you know, something will hurt there. Next day I woke up, a little swollen. 6 weeks later, I had to go get a MRI and X-ray because they didn't find anything. I had to go to a specialist like 4 months later. So anyway, it ended up taking like 18 months to heal because I was in a cast for, they had to do surgery, put pins in it.
Jeez.
Yeah. It was the whole work.
How many wiffle ball tournaments did you miss?
Two, at least a year.
At least a year.
Yeah. Wow. So,
jeez. Lesson learned. No.
No. That's why you said give us more than one story. Yeah,
one of many.
Get to chew on your next one.
Next.
While we go here. Well, Nicholas, what do you have?
You said wiffle ball, and I don't consider this a dumb injury. This would be more, if you ask my wife, she would consider a dumb injury that would be tearing my labrum because I was playing wiffle ball.
Or your boss.
Your children.
And then getting surgery to repair said labia. So that way I can play more wiffle ball again.
Labrum.
It's so funny that I said that because it's so many people have said that to me when we talk about the labrum issue.
That's what I specifically call it.
But they had the surgery just so I could come back to play wiffle ball. I think I missed kids' events, but I could play wiffle ball.
Yeah.
So I did that, and now it's torn again.
So you were probably, what, in your late teens, early 20s when this happened, yes?
Oh, yeah. It would
no
have been.
Way, dude. You were in your 30s easily.
No.
Yeah,
for maybe. Sure. Okay. Maybe, yeah.
20s
maybe
like, at a minimum.
Young 30s.
Yeah.
But yeah, my wife thinks all that a dumb injury. You're getting your shoulder fixed so you can play football.
You were in a sling for a good long time, if I remember correctly.
I did not miss a tournament, though.
But you came back a little earlier than you should.
Hey, the doctor cleared me. I was good. I was getting Tiger Woods shots in my shoulder, man. That thing was, I was good.
Nick, I shouldn't have cleared you. I don't have any medical training.
I'm a doctor. You said you were a doctor.
Big B.
What? Yeah, I don't have a lot of injuries, honestly. Yeah. I thought of one, gym class.
Okay.
We were going outside to play something, football, I don't know. And those big doors outside the gym, heavy doors, guy threw it right back into my face and left me with an egg on my forehead.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had to go home. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. I mean, a big old, egg. It was pretty gross looking. Yeah. But the only other thing is, like, growing up playing sports outside all the time, we always knew I was going to bust my lip. Mm-hmm. Anytime we played basketball, football,
didn't somebody hit you in the face with a bat?
I busted my lip all the time.
Really?
Didn't somebody hit you in the face with a bat?
In the back of the head. That was John. Yeah, yeah, sure did.
Nice job, John.
But yeah, I used to bust the lip every time we played anything physical.
Just what? I mean, that's just such.
He leads with his mouth.
I guess so. Yeah. Everybody knows that.
Lead with your mouth. Fall on your mouth. You know.
Yeah.
That's not how you do it. All right. Well, you actually are making me pivot off of mine with the way that you first started your story. I was going to tell a story about a bike incident when I was younger, but it's really not that interesting. But coming out my senior year of football, I'm pivoting to this one. Senior year of football, coming back out after halftime for our game, the opening game. And we're charging back on the field with so much energy. And somebody had decided to dig like a legitimate trench for water drainage from our football field. And I turned my ankle over coming out of the locker room. I mean, it hurt for 2 years. I'm not even exaggerating. I had a sprained ankle for 2 years. But like, as the team left this area, I'm laying there, you know, sprawled out.
So that was your senior year?
That was my senior year.
So I was there, but I don't remember this because I was a junior.
Nobody did. They all just walked over.
I mean, literally, you know, imagine what you would see.
No, I see it.
Vividly. Get up, lazy. We're playing a game here.
I'm just sprawled out there. My ankle turned 13 different colors. I mean, it was a bad one.
Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Doc, what do you got?
Yeah.
I don't know that it's very much a dumb injury, but in high school PE, we were playing flag football junior or senior year. And I mean, I didn't even see it because you guys joke about how short I am. So someone much taller than me elbowed me. I went up for a pass and he went up to intercept it and caught me with his elbow in my eye and I went down.
Sure, it wasn't his knee.
Could have been. Could have been a toe. I don't know. But, I mean, knocked me to the ground and, you know, everyone kind of gathered over me. And I remember one of my classmates going, his eyeball popped out. And of course, PE teacher just was like, yeah, they've just never seen a little blood. Well, it wasn't a little blood. I mean, because it's your head, as you know. I mean, I was bleeding something fierce, ended up getting stitches. And I remember next day walking through the halls and everyone just assumed I got in a fight. Because I remember passing a kid in the call, a kid in the hall, and he's like, "Oh, you got jacked up," you know. So he just assumed I got in a fight. And somebody, messed me up, but it was just, PE flag football.
Some stitches, I imagine.
Yeah, 3 or 4 stitches.
Scar there in the eyebrow still. Yeah, does anybody not have some kind of scar in their eyebrow?
No, I do.
Yeah,
Louisville Slugger baseball bat. Every Reggie Jackson edition. Bobby hit me with it.
Every boy in the forehead that grew up in the '80s and nineties. There was too much lawlessness. You guys got them in there. Mm-hmm. A little split in the eyebrow. Yeah.
Once again, I got one on my lip. And that was due to my mom's negligence. Looking into that. Love you, mom. Love you, bro. No one DCFS showing up.
I love it. All right. Well, thank you for sharing all that, guys. That was fun. And if you guys, like I said, you guys want to send a question in for us to answer, we are sending Chase a coupon code to our merch store for a free branded t-shirt. You get your choice of a few different options. Find us at theultimatetriviapodcast@gmail.com, our website, theultimatetriviapodcast.com, and all the social medias. Each of us individually are in the show notes, too, the links to our Instagrams, at least. All right. Well, Kelly, are you excited to deliver this? Are you feeling good about it?
I'm indifferent. I like the topic. I don't know how good you guys will like it.
Oh, that intrigues me.
I think it might test you a little bit. It might be easy. I have no idea. But it's something that I've always found not necessarily interesting, but I like it when the subject's broached on trivia nights. It's something you deal with everyday life, but not a lot of people know all the intricacies of it.
I don't know what to expect.
Yeah. So what we're going to deal with is we're going to deal with acronyms.
Oh, dang. Oh,
wow. Okay. I
like it. This should be all over the map.
Yes, exactly. You're right. You're right. Man. So what the basis of the trivia is, I'm going to give you an acronym, and you're going to give me what that acronym means, those letters mean.
Wow. Well, you should have said that, because then you had to know what an acronym was.
If you don't know what an acronym is.
Oh, you're not going to define it for?
Struggling. Oh, I'm so bad at acronyms, I'm going to get toast.
It'll depend on what it has to deal with. Yeah, I mean, right. Really. If it's military, which has a tendency to use a lot of acronyms.
Next week,
even more embarrassing.
It's all over the board, I'll tell you that. Man. It's all over the board. So, with that being said, you guys ready to play?
Yeah, let's do it.
Before we start, my money's on Nick. I think Nick's going to win this.
Oh, okay.
Like that prediction.
Oh, man.
Just to throw some pressure on him.
Pressure on him.
How do you feel about that, Nicholas?
I mean, I like the confidence. I mean, it's a booster, but I'm nervous.
You don't even like talking smack when you're in the lead.
No, I don't.
From the pressure.
No, I thought you'd done it before.
Yeah. You got a synopsis for us, or are we just jumping in?
That you heard it.
We're jumping. Okay. Let's do it. I like it. It's time for the main event, our 10-question trivia game on acronyms, a potpourri topic Kelly put together for us. Here's how it works. He's going to read the question aloud. We're going to write our answers on our whiteboard, and when he says reveal, we'll have to show our answers. If we get it correct, Nick's going to give us a point, right?
Yes, sir.
And if we don't, well, that's when we get to make fun of each other. So let's see who ends up on top today. Kelly, I can't wait.
To preface this, it's going to be pretty accurate on the wording. You got to be pretty accurate on it.
Oh,
okay. Not going to be a lot of leeway.
I like
okay.
the
word. Okay.
So, especially if it's a title.
Yeah. Yeah. No, so let's get started.
Okay.
Question number one. The acronym is DARE. DARE. See how many of you guys paid attention in grade school when they had these people come and give this spiel to you about not doing things you shouldn't do.
I remember that. I don't know if it started when we were young or not, but I remember it being very, very new.
I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay, there you go. But yeah, I still remember it.
So the acronym is DARE, DARE.
Yeah. I'm actually struggling. I have something for everything but the R.
Okay.
Is R the tough one, I guess?
I
agree.
In most acronyms with me, it's like, yeah, I know. I mean, you could figure out what it is in context of the sentence or paragraph or question, if it's a full question, but just knowing each letter is like, you might get close.
I cannot
you might be wrong.
To put for an R. Like, I'm completely blank on what to put for an R.
Sweet. I got to leg up on the winner or the favorite.
All right. Is everybody ready? Scott's still writing, finishing up his answer.
Yep.
You guys ready?
Don't know.
All right. Let's reveal. Scott has drug awareness response entity.
Very clever.
Nick missed the R. Drug awareness education. Andy has drug abuse resistance education. And Brian with drugs are really exciting. True, but incorrect. We have one correct answer, and it is Andrew.
Yeah, baby.
Drug abuse resistance education.
Nick had me concerned that awareness sounded really good. It was nervous.
Well, they're teaching about drugs, so it should be an awareness of it. They're not abusing it in class, are they?
It's abuse resistance. Drug abuse resistance education.
So this program started in 1983 in Los Angeles, aimed at teaching kids and teens how to resist peer pressure and avoid drugs, alcohol, and violence. Originally led by police officers in schools, DARE became widely adopted across the U.S. and in other countries.
Yeah. Sergeant Delaney in Muscoota. Yep. I remember him like it was yesterday.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I remember him, very clearly.
And then as you get older, kids would wear the DARE t-shirts as a...
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I shouldn't tell this story, but I'm going to now. Oh, anyway, God. Parents, feel free to edit this if you need to, but in sixth grade... During DARE class, they hand out pixie sticks. And I'm telling you, there were kids that got in trouble
for
doing that incorrectly. We're just going to leave that right there. During DARE. During DARE class. So, yes.
Kids are dumb.
Kids are dumb. That's right.
No, kids are not dumb. Kids do dumb things.
Sure.
Well, that's
it. And only smart people do that.
All right. You guys ready for the second one?
Yep.
This one... might give you some trouble, except for one guy. We're going to go PEMDAS. P-E-M-D-A-S. And I will give you a hint. It's based on mathematical equations.
So the
thanks,
P-E-M. P-E-M-D-A-S.
It takes a while.
That's a long answer.
Yeah, it is.
I got nothing. I'm not going to attempt to write down all those letters. Come on.
It's the mathematical equation of the order of operations. There
you go. Order of operations.
Yeah, and I'm sure it'll sound familiar when you say
it. Oh, yeah. Once you say it, I'll know it.
What grade did your daughter just finish?
She just finished first grade, so this is far before her.
I can't remember when they started introducing that idea.
I'd say middle school, almost, when you started doing,
yeah, that's,
you know, your...
Yeah, yeah, thank you. Scotty?
Yeah, I'm working on it here.
It is a lot. Use shorter ones next time.
Nick didn't even waste the energy.
No, I was like, if you're struggling for the P, you're done. You're just done. Why even keep trying?
That is actually true. If you don't have
a P-E-M-D-A-S.
Correct. Yeah, obviously.
Correct. Are we ready, sir?
PEMDAS.
No, are we ready? Yeah. Doctor.
Give me like a something count. Give me a something count.
Does the D stand for doctor?
could you tell that doctor was in air quotes?
Yeah. Right.
Doctor of education.
Of science or no?
This is not fair.
I'm missing one. I can't think of what it is.
It's not fair. You knew Andy would know this.
Oh, I think, trust me, there is something coming up that only you know as a military man.
All right. Let's reveal, sure, guys.
That's the one I miss.
Scott has parentheses, E, multiple, division, addition, subtraction. Nick has nothing. Nope. Andy has parentheses, exponents, multiplication, division, addition, subtraction. That's correct.
Boom!
And Brian just had a question mark.
Those make some sense, so I guess.
Andy is correct. The correct answer is parentheses, exponents, multiplication, division, addition, and subtraction.
Yeah, I couldn't come up with the E.
Yeah, and in the algebraic equation, that's the process or the order of operations that you go through. First is parentheses, then it's exponents, and then the multiplication and division can be interchanged, whatever order they're in. And then addition and subtraction, both interchangeable.
Are we still talking about math?
Is this, right, is this night school or are we doing tournaments? Is this supposed to be fun?
You want
to
hear some cool math?
I'm not here to learn about math, okay?
You don't want to hear any cool math trivia?
No.
Not really.
Is it cool math? No.
There's no such thing as subtraction.
Andy, I do.
Oh, God.
Anything? Anybody?
You said cool, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to
argue with the cool part.
Move on. Question number three.
Yeah. Subtract it, you just change the value?
Yeah. Well, you know, you're just adding the negative.
Ultimately. I'm starting to get worried about another oafer here.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know? Okay. Yeah, right? Yeah.
Lord, I hope not.
I'm up 2-0, right? Hell yeah, baby.
Don't get cocky. Yeah.
I know.
We'll save the square after question five.
Yeah, my bad.
All right, number three. We have PETA. P-E-T-A. I was wrong. Nick just looked at me with this look of disgust.
Oh, man.
I'll say it once again. PETA. P-E-A or P-E-T-A.
All right. I feel good. Good, baby. Yes. Kelly, thanks for sliding me these answers beforehand. But
man.
Oh, you got that email? You got that secret email?
I did. That's right. That blind CC. Brian is struggling again.
Every week.
No, today. You were in today's episode that released this morning. You were in the tiebreaker, baby.
All right, you guys ready?
Yeah, no, this is wrong.
Yeah, no. Okay, let's reveal.
Is Scotty done?
Scott's
I'm good.
Crossing his T's. Scott's protection, enforcement of treatment of animals.
That's pretty good.
Nick's people's entertainment of talking animals. Oh, Lord. Andy's people for the ethical treatment of animals.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, Brian.
That's right. So that's the right answer.
Brian has a blank board. And Andy is correct.
Man, we're getting smoked.
And there's no flavor text for PETA because I do not want to say anything bad about PETA. It's a good organization.
Right. They'll come for you if you do.
Yeah, they sure will.
PETA, good job. Keep doing what you do, except for protesting museums.
Yeah, there's, you know, sure, their heart's in the right place, I guess. But there's plenty that I disagree with.
Yeah, yeah, for
what
sure.
What did the P stand for again?
People. For the
people.
Ethical
people for the ethical
of animals.
It was some not, extra no, words. Not having the F or the four is what threw me off.
Sure.
Sure. That's your problem.
All right. On to, you guys ready for question number four?
No.
No.
Hell yeah, I am.
All right. Number four. DOD. DOD. It's referred to in the U.S. government.
Will you take abbreviations if it's crystal clear what we're abbreviating?
Yes.
Thank you.
Will you accept the acronym?
Will you accept DOD?
Will you accept DOGG?
DOGG, you see? Everybody looks like they've this written it down. Huh? All right, let's go ahead and reveal.
Trying to get on the board.
Yes, come Scott on, baby.
Has Department of Defense, and we have Department of Defense all the way around.
Yes. All right.
No offers. No. Yeah. I like it.
All right.
The doctor stands alone.
Basic losing is over.
There's not much flavor text to this. It's self-explanatory.
It's a pretty broad umbrella, isn't it?
It is.
Please explain.
Yeah. It is. They have a huge budget. A huge, huge budget.
Huge.
It's huge. Huge. Might be the biggest budget ever.
That's good. It's the most beautiful budget.
What are they defending?
America.
Departments.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Departments. All of them.
All right. You guys ready for question number five? And then we'll get a tally, a score tally.
All right.
Great.
The acronym in question number five is AWOL. AWOL.
Yeah, buddy.
AWOL.
Ooh, okay. Nick's good on this one, I got to believe.
I hope so.
I would imagine so, but
I never went AWOL, so
yeah.
Could be wrong.
Okay.
This whole time, it could have been something else, and I was like, why was I avoiding this all this time?
I really want you to keep making them up, though.
It's so yeah, funny. Making it up is fun. Yeah, it
is talking fun. Animals. Dr. Doolittle over here. Yeah.
You guys played Beyond Balderdash?
I know exactly what it means, but I have no idea what the letters are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I know what AWOL is, but I don't know.
That was in my description. Like, you hear these all the time, and you can tell by the content.
I know what it is. I just don't know what the letters are.
That's going to hurt you in this competition.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, right.
Thanks, Nick.
All right.
I know the letters because Kelly gave them to me.
Let's
I mean, I know what it means.
I know.
Scott has absent without leaving. Nick has absent without leave, absent without leave, and away while on leave. Okay.
Oh, that's good.
That is a good guess.
Yeah. I have three correct answers.
All right.
It's absent without leave.
Scott put leaving.
He did put leaving. That is a form of that word.
Don't stare me down.
Hey, it's your call there, coach.
He already said it.
He did say three correct answers.
I'm going to give it to him.
All right. He's a big softy over there.
So basically, this is a military term used when service member is missing from duty without official permission, but hasn't officially deserted. The term originated in the U.S. military during World War I and is still used today. It's also become a common slang term for anyone who's unexpectedly absent.
Yeah.
If one of us doesn't show up for a podcast, like, hey, AWOL. Kelly's AWOL today.
Yeah, AWOL. Scotty went left.
So it's
now they don't call it UA. They don't call it that anymore. It's UA now, right? I think it's just called UA.
Unexcused absence?
Yeah. I think AWOL went away. Now it's just UA.
Well, I don't think it was ever an official term. It was just something that people...
Well, no, I'm just saying I think UA is like the term now.
As far
I don't know. I think it was
like
an official term. I think AWOL is an official term.
No. Okay, you're...
Yeah. No, in the military, I think it's just unauthorized absence now.
It might be.
I don't know. Not in the military.
Yeah.
It's not my military anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Nick's military.
Getting rid of the AWOL.
All right. We got five questions. We got through five questions.
It's my labia. How's that? It's my labia.
I can't believe I said that on the air. I said labia.
I used to love my morning coffee until it stopped loving me back. The bloating, the discomfort, it just wasn't worth it anymore. Then I found Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee blended with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Now I get my morning ritual without the crash or the discomfort. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, you could win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
You want a score recap?
Not really.
We're through five questions.
Who cares? All right, Annie's got five. Whoopity doo. The rest of us are trailing. by a little.
By a little.
Enough.
Brian's got one. Scotty and I have two.
Shocker.
Combined, we're tied with Andy.
It's 3-on-1.
3-on-1. Here we go.
Nick, I'm not surprised you're losing because I looked over earlier and you were playing like a game with like pink and purple colors on your phone. So you're really into it tonight.
Keep your mind sharp, Scott.
He's checked out. You don't know. Checked out.
They're goblins, okay?
Is that what it is?
I think so.
Man, we're in a mood tonight.
Yeah. All right.
Question number 6. The acronym is AIDS. A-I-D-S. AIDS. Ooh.
Way to kill the vibe in here.
I didn't do it. Became popular in the 80s.
Oh, man. I'm struggling.
I don't know how popular. Letter. I don't know how popular it was, but.
That's. Yeah, when you said popular, it's an interesting choice.
Everybody's doing it. I felt good until I got to the last two letters. I'm not fully confident on this. Anybody else?
I mean, I think I know.
My third word is, it looks really scribbled, but you'll know what the word is.
I hope so.
Yeah.
So the acronym is AIDS, A-I-D-S. Let's reveal. Scott with autoimmune deficiency syndrome. Nick with acquired immune deficiency syndrome. Andy with autoimmune deficiency syndrome. And Brian with acquired immune deficiency syndrome.
Ooh, come on.
We have two correct answers.
Dang it.
Yeah.
It is auto. Acquired.
Immune. Brian, we got AIDS, right, baby.
Yeah. Right in our wheelhouse.
The actual correct term is acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, but the immuno is, you know.
Man, I was confident.
I saw Philadelphia.
I had that until I heard acquired.
Yeah.
I've never actually
seen that. Acquired.
Oh, really? It's a good movie.
I've heard.
For the longest time, I always thought it was auto. I mean, until I think we had a trivia
it's
with
not
it.
Not a car store. It's a disease, man. Jeez.
Oh, if you're rich enough, you don't die
from it. So you got some good flavor text about AIDS?
Oh, yeah. We love AIDS around here.
Tell us a lot about it.
It's a serious condition caused by the HIV virus, human immunodeficiency virus.
Oh, thank you.
Which weakens the immune system.
Wait. It's human immune deficiency virus, but it's HIV?
Correct.
Okay.
Immunodeficiency.
Immunodeficiency is one word. Immunodeficiency is one word.
Yes.
Well, why is it two letters in AIDS then?
They need one letter.
Therein lies the acronyms. You can use multiple letters in your acronym.
I don't have time for that.
Beauty of it.
Yeah, and an acronym you can use. Multiple letters. And, whatever makes up a good sounding word.
Yeah. I like how you're explaining it to Andy and he's winning handily.
All right, let's move on from AIDS.
All right, it's no cure.
Moving on.
No cure.
You can live with it. Yeah. Question number 7. The acronym is ESPN. ESPN.
Oh, okay.
As in what we grew up watching.
Yeah.
It's a terrible name.
The Ocho.
Man, some of those new games they play on the Ocho are pretty weird. Like spike ball. You ever check that out?
Oh, yeah.
And then there's like a three-teamed soccer.
I've seen that.
I don't remember what it's called. Hard to understand what's going on.
There's several other that I saw. I was just like.
I do have my TV to alert me when Wiffle Ball's on because that's fun to watch. Yeah.
Sometimes you're like, what drunk guy in his late 20s made this game up?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm most nervous about every time we do this, these answers, is that I'm going to get my letters wrong.
The order?
Yeah, the order. Like, really, he literally spelled it out, and I'm misspelling the acronym.
Yeah.
That's one of my bigger fears right now.
Spelling doesn't count unless you're trying
to. Unless you're out of order.
In an acronym.
Yes.
Is everyone ready? No, Brian? No. Brian's Ryan. We're waiting on Brian time.
Give you a count.
We got time.
We got time. Which letter are you working on?
P. I can't get P. Mm-hmm.
Palmero.
I can't get E.
You can't get what?
E. Come on.
I got mad about it. All right, count's on. Let's go.
Brian, if we wait long enough, your HIV is going to turn into AIDS. I messed up.
Come
the
on.
P.
I'm gonna have to come on. Let's go.
All right.
Rating on this.
All right. Let's reveal. Scott with Everyday Sports Network. The S and the P are out of sports. Nick with Entertainment Sports Programming Network. Andy with Everything Sports Network. Brian with Entertainment Sports Parent Network.
The P, I have no idea.
What is your answer, Nick?
Entertainment Sports Programming Network.
That is correct. Network.
Hey, I couldn't think of the P, actually.
Well, the correct, I mean, those are the correct letters, but it's Entertainment and Sports Programming Network.
Okay.
So, hey, no, that missing your articles. That must not been, big in the acronym.
Mine must have been a slogan, because I can hear, you know, the classic ESPN announcer here, saying the Everything Sports Network. Well,
congratulations. No, that's what they said.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But the you skipped the P.
Yeah, no. Big brain, man. Well, no, it's SP for sports. I mean, I thought that was I thought Dr. Oh.
You can
use
multiple letters in the same word to create the acronym.
Sure. But that's great. We're all
but I mean, everybody knows ESPN, you know, it's they started with their flagship program.
Yeah, that's easy.
Oh yeah.
They started with their flagship program, SportsCenter, you know, mm-hmm. us growing up with Stuart Scott and, you know, Dan Patrick,
so good.
All the guys just
every morning.
Their taglines, it was fantastic back in the day. Yeah. It's a little lackluster now, in my opinion.
It's garbage now.
They said Muscuda on SportsCenter one
time. No way.
Yes, they did. There was a...
On purpose?
On purpose. I don't recall the sportscaster. I believe it was... It might have been Kenny Mayne, actually, really early days.
I like him.
And he when he would call a home run highlight... He would say something to the sense of, man, he mashed it. He hit it halfway to, and then he would list a local town.
Oh.
And he said Muscuda.
Oh, that's
man,
good.
He crushed it. He hit it halfway to Muscuda. He said it right.
Correctly.
So he did. So we got on there without having any actual relevance to sports. Well, no, so, good job, M-Town.
I wonder if he got that anywhere from, he hit it all the way to Duluth.
Hey, my alma mater was featured on there, too, McKendree University. Oh. When, coach, the basketball coach,
broke
the
record. Coach Harry
you went
Saquon.
To college?
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine that.
So you learned all these acronyms.
You're storming back here on me, Nicholas.
Trying. Let's go.
All right. We're going to have question number 8. The acronym is FUBAR. And I would like you to.
Wait.
FUBAR. I would like you to.
Yeah, I got you.
Asterisks. If you will.
Okay, I can do that too.
We're not on video.
You can write it. I mean, I'll say it.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I'll correct it. FUBAR. FUBAR.
I got the letters. I don't understand the additional instructions, which means
you.
I know nothing of the word.
Thank you, Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, that is probably right.
Correct.
Well, the R, that's the only one I'm worried about, because it could be, there's multiple options. And I hope I'm not thinking the wrong thing. Oh, if you think about it, yeah.
Okay. All right. This is a term there, I was introduced. Very
there are two acceptable R words that I will take.
Really?
Correct.
Okay. So the other one is what I'm thinking about then.
What?
Yeah.
There's one recognized, okay, but okay. There's another one.
Yeah.
Yep. Right. My hot air balloon pilot stepfather was heavy into like ham radios and military lingo and all that stuff, and he introduced this to me very young age.
Is ham an acronym?
Oh, the trivia inside
like
the
ham radio. High amplitude,
aerial,
maybe something. I don't know, but
no,
yeah.
But I like amplitude.
I'm sure it is.
I like with cheese on bread.
Nick's wearing a
little mayo mustard cum pickles. So I'm good to go.
All right, let's do this, man.
All right, let's reveal, guys. Feeling unwell because of Andy's rhetoric is Scott's answer. You might get a point with it. Nick's answer is fouled up beyond all repair.
Oh,
Andy
yeah,
okay. has
that's the other one.
Fouled up beyond all recognition.
Yeah.
And Brian has fouled up beyond all recognition. The most common term is fouled up beyond all recognition,
mm-hmm.
but repair is a commonly used term.
And fouled is typically replaced with a much more adult term.
Yeah, correct? An expletive, if you will.
There you go.
Oh, I wrote it out.
Yeah.
Oh, I did too.
I know. You know how hard that was not to say.
Yeah, I bet.
So it originated with American soldiers during World War II as part of military slang. Like other wartime acronyms, FUBAR was a way for troops to humorously or cynically describe chaotic or disastrous situations, especially when things were badly mismanaged or broken beyond repair.
Yeah.
Accurate. Yeah, and the usage, you know, just basically, you know, what it was used for.
Yeah.
Yep.
Somebody
Band of Brothers was on the other day.
And it became
It
became more widely known to the public through war movies like Saving Private Ryan, yeah. where it's famously used by soldiers.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that why you know it, Nick, or do you know it from
No, from the movies.
Okay.
Yeah. Saving Private Ryan.
Ryan's where I know it. Honestly, yeah. Because he was the guy who didn't know German or whatever, or spoke German a little bit. Fubar. He's like, oh, it's German. He's like, I don't know that one.
Yeah, and
like,
kept finally, trying to look it up.
And at the end of the movie, so it was like, it was a little of a theme, you know, going throughout the film. And at the end, he's like, oh, Fubar.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, like, yeah, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Huh.
So that was question favorites. Number.
Love that movie.
Yeah.
So that was question number 8. Can we get a score recap?
Sure, we can now. I'll tell you that. We got a game changed, all right? That's Ryan, or sorry, Scotty, you have 2.
Thank you.
Okay. I think you had that the first 5, right? Okay, let's make sure. Okay. Ryan, you're up to 3. I have 5. Andy, you have 6.
All right. All right.
Wow.
We got 2 to go. We got a game.
Come on.
We're out.
These other two are going to be a difference maker. I'm not going to lie.
I don't feel good about that.
Okay. You guys ready?
Yep.
Yep.
Question number 9. The acronym is TDY. It's a military acronym.
Easy.
The acronym is TDY.
The Y is getting me. Nick, you did so many of these. I got to believe you remember.
Again, this is one of those cases I'm like worried that I'm going to write the wrong thing.
Oh, no.
You know? Yeah. Because you also, something that happens, especially when you're young in the military, a lot of these acronyms get used. Yeah. You don't always ask the question, like, what does that actually mean? You're going TDY. You're like, okay. Like, what does that mean? Explain that to me.
Yeah, that was my explanation at the beginning. You know, a lot of these are stuff you know from the context. You know what they mean.
Yeah, but
you don't necessarily know what the letters actually stand for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there's an acceptable alternative also.
Okay.
Just for reference.
Man, I'm struggling with the Y. So you got to put me on a count or something.
5 count.
I got a 5 count. 3. 2, 1. Nope. All right. Scott with temporary duty. Nick with temporary duty. Andy with temporary deployment year. And Brian with temporary duty. The correct answer is temporary duty.
That is
baby.
Come on, military.
Or temporary duty yonder, which I've never heard before. Looking this up, I found out that that's an acceptable term of it.
That's interesting.
But also, like, when you use ESPN, you use the S&P for...
Yeah.
So you can use multiple letters in the word to use the acronym.
But I know. It's far more common to use the first 2 letters of a word than it is the first and last letter.
Correct.
True.
The military started the first acronym.
That's the
truth. So they know what they're doing.
Yeah, it took them some practice to get them right. Is what I mean.
Maybe.
Yeah, so TDY is a temporary duty. It's a U.S. military term used when a service member is assigned to a temporary job or mission away from their regular duty station. So it can last from a few days to several months. Travel and services, remember, usually receive per diem for food, lodging, and expenses. It's common across all branches of the U.S. military and also used in some government agencies like the Department of Defense.
Is there, and maybe either one of you can answer this, meaning Nick also, is there a parameter that is the difference between a temporary duty versus a deployment or a
You got it wrong. Don't try to ask all cool questions.
I want to
know. You got it wrong.
Yeah, you just said it. Temporary duty is you're coming back to your station base.
Yeah.
Deployment is you're moving to deployment can be different.
So you guys are really going to ask me this stuff right now, and I got to talk educated like... ask you later.
There is a difference. Temporary duty is like you're stationed at an air base.
You know you're coming back to that spot.
Correct.
Well, also, usually a TDY is a set amount of time, where a deployment could be an extended amount of time.
Yeah,
usually that's what I was looking for. Usually deployment is a mass amount of people, where a TDY could be as little as 2 or 3 guys, that kind of thing.
Cool.
So okay.
There's some differences.
Very, very cool.
Yeah,
it sounds like a vacation to
they
Hawaii.
They asked the question, Brian. I answered.
Sounds like a vacation to Hawaii and climbing Diamond Head.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, that's right.
Asked and answered. Yeah. All right, you guys ready for question number 10?
Boy, am I.
I can tell. The heat is rising.
Heat is on.
The acronym for question number 10 is SNAFU. S-N-A-F-U. SNAFU.
Wow.
Nick, do you have this?
I don't.
Gosh. Me neither. I don't either.
If you're guessing, you're going to guess wrong.
Yeah. I mean, I, yep. I just, I don't even have one of the letters at this point. I know, obviously, what a snafu is, but I can't put anything together.
Yeah.
But
I mean, you know what a snafu. Leave a
blank
like,
board.
If you were to hear it in a sentence or somebody said that, you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
To right. describe the acronym.
You got something on a board, don't you?
I wrote something down, but
there's no way.
Like, okay. Okay, can you use snafu in a sentence?
It's a mistake.
I'm serious.
Yeah, it's a mistake.
That's all it
is. Yes, well, that's what I thought. I don't know what the... I still don't know.
Snafu.
Just like you in the birth order, Nick. You're snafu. I got it.
All right.
All right, go ahead and reveal, guys. Scott just said F you. Oh, yeah. Nick said something not accounted for. Andy has a blank board. Brian says so not expletive you. We have no correct answers
of course
on that.
Not.
What?
So snafu, it's an obstacle or a glitch that keeps you from accomplishing something. We hope to get to the campsite before sundown, but due to several snafus along the way, including a run-in with a bear, we didn't get set up in camp until midnight. So snafu stands for situation normal, all effed up.
Okay. Oh, so I did write that.
It's kind of sarcastic.
Once
where,
again, I didn't know what it meant, but I had no idea what it meant.
You
know,
I had no idea it was an acronym.
Yeah.
I just thought it was
a situation where they're being sarcastic. Situation is normal.
It is.
As in, all effed up is normal.
That'd be a terrible trivia question for an episode that's about acronyms if it wasn't an acronym. I'm just saying.
Joke's on you.
So the first thing I wrote down was the FU at the end, but it's used so regularly, I never thought for a moment. I said, no, that can't be true, and I erased it because I wouldn't imagine the F word would be in there. What situation normal.
All effed up.
All effed up. Mm. All right.
Being a little, as in all left up is always the normal situation.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So, I don't know. I had fun. I thought it was interesting.
It's really good.
After 10 questions, can we get a score recap, Nick?
Yeah. Well, Andy all effed up when he gave up the lead to me and we're tied.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
How's your tiebreaker record?
Oh, man? Awful. I'm completely screwed. Okay. But anyway, final score, Scotty had 3, Brian had 4, Andy and myself are tied with 6.
All right.
Wow.
Bring on a tiebreaker.
All right. I didn't expect that, but... I mean, you're in the lead.
I caught up.
We're halfway there.
Yeah. All right. What do you got?
All right. So we got a tie between Nick and Andy with 6 apiece, and we're going to go to our tiebreaker question.
My record is so bad with tiebreakers.
You guys ready?
No. Go ahead.
All right. What was the U.S. Department of Defense's fiscal year 2024 budget?
Oh, my word.
I like it.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's good. I like that.
So it's a shot in the dark. I mean, you could take an educated guess. I'm sure you've heard numbers around news programs.
All right. I'm committed to my number.
All I'll say is it's excessive. That's the only clue I can give.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Shut up.
Somebody's getting paychecks.
I love their budget.
Yeah.
All right. You guys both have something down?
I got something.
All right. Let's go. I thought I was going to have to do math there for a second. Nick with $1.1 trillion. Andy with $800 billion. The correct answer is $841.4 billion.
Wow.
And we have a winner. Congratulations,
nice
Andrew.
Good job, Andy.
Congrats,
you said
Andy.
800 and what? Because I was thinking about going 900.
841.
I still would have lost. Yeah. I was going to go 900.
I almost went 1.2, actually.
Really?
I almost pivoted off of this to go 1.2.
Idiot.
Yep. I should have. Damn it. All right. That feels
another
good.
Tiebreaker down the tubes.
Yeah, we're gonna need some stats on. Do we have tiebreaker information on the stat sheet?
Yeah, I mean, we just gotta go through and find.
All right, guys. I guess. I mean, thinking about that, like, there's been over the times I've had interesting acronyms that I thought were cool or just interesting. You guys have anything that an acronym like? Oh, that was cool.
You invented one. Me and a buddy invented one. Yeah.
Is this like recognized by the Urban Dictionary or something?
So, that'd be cool. I should submit it, actually.
I'm sure you can.
It's the word twug.
So, I mean,
do you want us to guess?
Yeah, I'd love for you to take a stab at it, actually. Twug. TWUG.
That was unbelievably
gangster.
Oh, that's good.
No,
that was unbelievably good. That was unbelievably good. I don't know.
No, that was a good
okay.
guess.
Okay.
I thought you were going to go a different way.
I'm afraid of it.
Yeah. I got no idea. Yeah, Twug? No.
I mean, that stand for Andy, I could care less about you and your friend's made up word.
Nailed it.
That's what you get.
Klingon.
That's okay. what you get.
That's what you get.
I like it.
So
I,
there's an even cooler one out there if you don't know.
Take a big lean back in your chair.
It's called TUTP.
Oh, yeah.
The Ultimate Trivia Podcast.
Well done. Nice work. Very good.
Brian has a favorite. That's right. Well, I try to be.
DMB. What? Is that his favorite?
Oh,
DMB? Yeah.
DMB. Oh, that's true.
Nailed it.
Nick wins.
Yep. That should have been the tiebreaker.
Exactly. Good call.
Yeah.
What is?
Would you guys got that what DMB? The, oh, yeah. Would you got it?
I would got
DMB,
it.
Of course.
I would have got it. Yeah.
Okay. I was curious.
Yeah. Dang it, I should have threw that in there.
It's a good one, right? I like that. That's a good
Brian
idea.
A point there.
Well, evidently musical acronyms that we've been gone through a few of them. There are probably plenty of them.
Yeah,
PYT, right?
Yeah, PYT. Yeah.
Well, we can't use those now, so it's probably not enough left.
We can. Half of you guys will forget those by the next time we do that in 6 months.
Already did.
Well, I think with cell phones, I liked the LOLs and all that because. I'm concise. I don't want to waste a lot of time responding to people, but I've been spoiled by emojis now because you can just give the thumbs
laughing
up.
Face.
You do not have to type any text. You literally hit a picture and your response is
sent. So I didn't use emojis for a long time though, because early on, if you're a dude and you're using emojis,
you thought it was childlike.
That's pretty.
Yeah. But if you think
I wasn't going to say that, but childlike.
Then that was unbelievably. Okay.
Great.
You're calling great. Sure.
Yeah.
Twug. It was Twug.
I mean, if you think about it, the first form of writing was cuneiform and hieroglyphics, and emojis are basically back to that.
Yeah.
You're just doing pictures of what
you wrote this whole episode so you could say that, didn't you?
I didn't know he was going to come up with emojis.
Well, though, so like,
I can watch the History Channel,
so many
too. Okay. Big deal.
The difference is responding okay. Apparently, if you just say O, the letter O, then K, the letter K, that has meanings. If you just say K, that has meanings. If you say O K A Y, that has meanings. We've talked about this.
If you just say
K, I got you
that's
now.
Offensive. Like, oh, they don't.
In my dating life, I've realized that if you just type K, there's a sense of anger behind it.
Yes.
I had no idea. I got mad at for. But if I type in
okay,
perfectly fine.
Wait,
have you ever had a man get mad at you for typing K?
Yes, there
you've had a exactly.
No, I have
it's
not.
Women apparently have an issue with K because you've never had a dude text you K.
So
how do you know who I was dating?
You were mad at him.
It's the equivalent of a woman saying it's fine, right?
Jesus.
If they text that, then we know exactly what that means.
But you guys know me, I'm calling anyway.
Yeah,
I just do it.
Right,
Ryan's still living
I just always answer with a thumbs up, no matter what it is.
I know it's weird. I like to talk to people. it's crazy. I'm sorry.
Good job, Kelly. That's a good trivia.
Thank you.
It was fun. We hope you enjoyed it.
Congrats, Andy.
Thank you very much. It feels like it's been a while, but it's probably
surprised you were able to come up with something so good.
It happens. Sun shines on a dog's ass some days.
Language.
And on that note, we'll close out the episode. Well, thanks for joining us for today's episode of the Ultimate Trivia Podcast.
You're welcome.
And, don't forget to subscribe. Go follow BM Queener on Instagram. He's got so many pictures out there, it'll blow your mind.
I'm not going to start taking pictures.
Leave us a review. We'll see you next time with more trivia and more fun. Until then, keep your brain sharp and your bellies laughing.